Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 61. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what's going on?
Oh,
I never know how to answer this anymore. I want to come up
this
with something creative.
Like, this is number 61, and we've had 78, 77 pulls. We have to stop the awkwardness.
I want to come up with something.
We'll never
I feel weird.
I want to come up with something very creative.
I liked your intro.
I did too. And it was middle-aged mini. I like that. Yeah,
thank you.
I never ask how you're doing.
How you never do. How are you doing?
Never have.
Let's turn the tables.
Huh?
How are you?
I don't know how to answer that.
See how awkward
this
is?
What do I do with my hands?
I don't know what to do with my feet. I'm doing great. It's a recording night. I'm having a good week so far.
That's awesome.
You know, almost got in a fight tonight.
Mashed bread.
Mashed bread. That Brett said.
Hillbilly garlic bread.
Hillbilly garlic bread. The kid had one job. One job. Do not smash the bread.
Yeah, but James Barnes says perfect for hot dogs.
True.
That's right.
James, you're right. Well, I didn't see all the comments. I know I saw that there were comments, but I didn't have a chance to see who else said something. I think Brett, yeah.
You could do French toast-ish, sort of.
Amy
like smash French
Stinnett.
Toast.
Okay,
says,
yeah.
Says, looks like Bigfoot's feet prints.
Bigfoot's feet prints.
Yeah, sure.
What about Bigfoot's footprints?
Footprints.
Or what about... Hold
I'm
on.
Getting confused over here.
Yeah.
Biggie Feety.
Biggie
Feety. Yeah. Beth Jeanette.
Mm-hmm. One of my ex-coworker friends. Mm-hmm.
Mittens. Laugh out loud.
Mittens, you say.
Yes.
Bread mittens.
It looks like a bunch of stuff other than bread. Yes. Slices of bread. It's pretty
caca.
Smashed. But you know what?
We bread caca.
We still eat it.
Yeah, that's right.
It still tastes good.
You did over there. You had two sandwiches.
And then
I did.
Didn't offer me any?
I did not.
They didn't. Nope.
Gazo Ka.
Oh, that's our new follower. Yeah, he
Gazoo.
Follows. He's friends with
the great
Gazoo. He will never die. Hillbilly horror story. So yeah,
he
pretty
says
funny.
Looks
the great Gazoo.
Looks perfect for a few slices of bacon.
There you go.
There you go. Can't go wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, that was a. Well, you know, like I said, it's fine. Still works, but. Put the bread on the top of the bag.
He's the one that was saying that he's got to work the night shift, and then he turns on his podcast friends to feel like he's got, you know, he's surrounded by his friends. And I was like, we're all here for you, brother.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Like, that's how I feel, too, when I listen to podcasts. Like, it's just like being with friends.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel when you listen to us?
No, I don't feel that way at all about us. But
I try
else.
To
all
jump
other
in
podcasts.
On the conversation of the podcast, but they never listen to me.
Well, it's like, that's how I used to feel with Rogan. Right, I'd be like, but Joe, no, and he never listened, never commented, never let me comment. I'm not bitter.
You're not better.
Better. Now I got my own platform.
There you see. I wonder if he listens, and he's like, Sean. Shoot, he never says anything back.
You know he did. You know it.
You think so?
It. Yeah.
Did you see that look?
Because we're on you like that. Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's a little creepy,
a little cocky over here,
a little crocky. We're glad the creepies are joining us for another middle-aged mini.
Yeah, that's right.
And Sean, why don't you tell our creepies what we're going to talk about?
Some girl named Jen. I don't know. No, not that kind of Jen. We are talking about Jen, not the kind of you drink either.
Tonic.
It is not that kind of gin. It is J-I-N-N.
Gin rummy.
Not that kind of gin either.
Okay.
There's all kind of gins, but this is a very ancient gin, J-I-N-N. And it is also, it's Arabic, it's also romanticized as Dijin, I don't know if you say it that way, but D-J-I-N-N, or anglicized, like we are used to, as a genie, with the broader meaning of spirit or demon, depending on your source. They are invisible creatures in early pre-Islamic Arabian, I want to say Arabic, religious systems, and later in Islamic mythology and theology. Like humans, they are accountable for their deeds, can be either believers or unbelievers, depending on whether they accept God's guidance. Since jinn are neither innately evil nor innately good, Islamic acknowledged spirits from other religions and was able to adapt spirits from other religions during its expansion. So on and so forth. I'm going to stop now so we can discuss.
Yo, genie.
Because you know, I'll just
give me my three wishes.
Yes.
Gene Wilder.
It makes sense. I have to bring up Robin Williams, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Arabian Nights.
Yeah, gin. So when did you first hear about it? Because I didn't know anything about gin. Never heard of it until about three years ago.
Genie is what we think about.
You know,
genie in the lamp,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
And I mean, this is a concept that's gone back generations. And I mean, it is ancient lore. It's been throughout. It is in not just Arabic countries and Islamic countries, but it goes in and out of a lot of storytellers throughout history. One of the most famous being 1001 Arabian Nights, which is an interesting book. We could talk about that for a while, too. But there is no known source for the Arabian Nights. It is actually just a collection of stories that they have that they really don't know who the author is. And a lot of it is just based on, folklore or rural stories that come out of the Middle East that they put together. And then eventually they did finally put it together in a story form, but it really doesn't have a credited author per se, which I think is interesting. But in those stories, there are several stories that have gins in them, or genies, excuse me.
Gotcha.
So I think that's interesting.
Says jinn, especially through their association with things unseen, have always been favorite figures in North African, Egyptian, Syrian, Persian, and Turkish folklore, and are at the center of an immense popular literature appearing, as you said, notably in the 1001 Nights. In India and Indonesia, they have entered the local Muslim imagination by the way of the Quranic descriptions in Arabic literature.
I think it's interesting that Aladdin, you know, obviously that's the famous Disney movie that we
never heard of.
You should look it up sometime. But that is fairly close to the idea of how the story was told in the story of Aladdin in 1001 Arabian Nights. Mm-hmm. And it really does go into the fact that he gets trapped by Jafar in this sand, whatever you want to call it, the sand cave or whatever. And to look for the treasure, and then gets trapped in there, and uses the lamp or the genie, I'm sorry, to get out of there. Mm. And so that's interesting. And the whole idea, some of the jinn stories talk about having, you know, the jinn or the genies are looked at as evil, and they want to destroy the men or mankind. And other ones are looked at as, you know, they are enslaved, so they must, you know, help the man, whoever helps them to escape from the lamp or whatever, you know, their enslavement is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought is interesting, because sometimes they're looked at as a deity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pagan Arabs worshipped jinn long before Islam was introduced in the 7th century, believing that the spirits were masters of certain crafts and elements of nature who had the power to turn plots of land fertile. Jinn are believed to both interact with humans in our reality and lead their own lives in a separate realm. As spiritual entities, the jinn are considered dual-dimensional, with the ability to live and operate in both manifest and invisible domains.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
You stole that?
It is. I had to.
That's all right.
Yeah. They're extra-dimensional, possibly extra-dimensional life forms.
Mm-hmm.
Says that they are associated with, as we already talked about a hundred times here, genies, but also they could be known as fairies, elves, pixies, and mermaids.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Never knew that. I think they're separate from a fairy, elf, pixie, or mermaid. I can see the genie aspect, but I don't know. That doesn't sound right. But
I think it's interesting how they
can
hide from mankind or be visible, and that, like, they're somewhere in between being. They're not mankind, but they're not necessarily spirit form. They're somewhere in between. They can also be lustful beings. They can also be persuaded. So they're not. That's why it's like. They're not really a deity, although sometimes they're looked at that way. But it says in Islam and pre-Islamic Arabian folklore, a genie or djinn is a supernatural fiery creature which possesses free will. That's interesting because that's not how we really see it. Djinn are mentioned in the Quran wherein a whole surah is named after them. They can be good and evil and tend to live in the isolated areas. In some cases, evil djinn are said to lead humans astray. In Islam, Satan, known in Arabic as Iblis, is the infamous djinn that refused to bow down to Adam when ordered to by God. Some djinn are described as traveling instantaneously or flying swiftly from place to place. In The Fisherman and the Djinn, one considers granting wishes as a reward, and in Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, enslaved genies will follow any command. Mm-hmm. There's tons of them. List of djinn in the Arabian Nights. There's Al-Anka, which is a djinnia who hates men, also a name for a huge rock-like bird. There's Al-Dimuriat, a king of the djinn. Al-Mundur is a king djinn. The list goes on and on. I mean, I will mess up so many of these words, but there's Danash, the genie in the lamp, the genie of the ring. So it goes on and on. The Shabir. There's a ton of them in those stories. Hmm. And then there's an entire list of other stories that feature djinn throughout history. So
you don't say.
I do. I will say, but I will mess up the majority of these words.
Okay.
so I won't say.
what I have here is says the Quran rejects the worship of djinn and stresses that only God should be worshipped. And in quotes, it says, yet they join the djinns as partners in worship with Allah, though he has created them, the djinns, and they attribute falsely without knowledge sons and daughters to him, be the glorified and exalted above all that they attribute to him. So they say, do not worship the djinn. Interesting.
Hmm. There's this thing, one of the videos I watch and then some of these articles talk about how King Solomon used djinn to create his temple. And he, so they were under his power. Says Solomon's host of djinn, they were of humankind. Birds were all retained from the first and last until they were gathered together and they stood assembled for him. They were, like I said, under his command to be able to. They were almost like a host of armed forces, and they could help him to build his temple. I always thought that was very strange, and I don't see that as necessarily biblical. That's something that is passed on through history. But I find that that goes along with the whole idea of enslavement and that they can be controlled.
Right. Did you guys? Yeah, like I said, I knew nothing about the djinn until just 2 or 3 years ago. But of course, like I said, I had obviously since a kid, I've heard about the genie. They say that, they can be.
The genie's really funny.
Yeah, it could be. well, genie's
thanks
also,
to Robin Williams. Right?
Yeah. They can be very mischievous. They can be evil, mean, and then, but they can also, it's kind of like the shadow figures or elves.
Right.
Or, they have like two sides to them. Like they can be really, negative, but then they also, some people think they're protectors or they can be lighthearted. They're just, they're just having fun. They're just messing with you. But then the other people or other people say, no, you don't want to mess with them. There's an evil intent to them.
They said that a lot of times there's a moral lesson behind like the whole idea of be careful what you wish for, because if you're granted, say 3 wishes, 1 wish, whatever your heart's desire, a lot of times there's a selfishness to what you want. There's a difference between what you want and what you need. And when you wish for something, it's what you want, right? It's something you think you can't live without. And so a lot of times a genie is going to reflect what you really need in life, and there's going to be a moral aspect to it. So I always think in a lot of these stories, that's what happens mm-hmm. is the genie is going to shine a moral lesson. So that whole idea of be careful what you wish for is interesting. And the other thing that djinn are linked to is the idea of psychosis. So there are a lot of different anxieties and stresses of mental illnesses that are associated with being that djinn can cause, especially I think epilepsy was one that is linked to, but just different mental disorders and issues that you can have are linked. Excuse me, psychoses are linked to djinn. I thought that was interesting. I don't think I knew anything about that until I was looking up this stuff and watching some of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying the lifespan of a djinn is much longer than that of a human, but they do die. They are both male and female and have children.
Hmm.
They eat meat, bones, and dung of animals.
Okay.
They play, sleep, and have animals. Descriptions of their appearances vary. So, yeah. They say some of them can have legs of goats and a black tail or a hairy body. So,
sorry.
They eat dung, you say?
I did say that, yeah.
I heard dung, too.
It's a lot of better choices, I think, they can make instead of eating dung.
Yeah, it's high in fiber. Easy to
put
digest.
Some ketchup on it. Oh, yeah.
Man, what a crappy diet. Yeah, yes, I said that. The djinn says that they can fall in love with a human, and when it does not fall in love with them, I'm sorry, I just totally botched up what I was going to say. Let me start over. The
Please
djinn
do.
Can't. Okay, I will, and you can't stop me. The djinn can fall in love with a human, and when it does fall in love with you, djinn are very jealous creatures, and they will work hard so that it. This is written terrible. So that it come that so
it's coming
that,
out terrible. No, it's good.
I'm reading it like it said, and I'm trying.
You're
to,
being possessed by a djinn.
Will work hard so that it come between you and your partner. It will make you feel like you don't love your partner anymore, even if you cannot find out the reason.
Oh.
You will lose your feelings for your lover, and you would not want to sleep with them, even though you are not cheating or having anyone else. I did not know they were jealous or they could, fall in love with humans.
I think it's interesting with this whole psychosis idea. It talks about the different psychiatric disorders, bipolar, schizophrenia, hallucinations, all these symptoms. The inability to read stories correctly is part of it. You set me up for that one.
What did I say that? What did I tell that guy in the truck?
What?
Name, remind me.
Foutoir, mon ami.
Yeah, you can go to hell. Also, djinn can cause bad luck. They can also interfere with your business.
Business.
It's none of your business.
It's none of your business. catching or expelling a djinn says djinn can be dealt with in two forms. They can be expelled if they are in a place like home, work, car, offices, through performing rituals, and after they are gone. Strong rituals is needed again to protect the place so that the djinn never return. If the djinn has possessed someone, then you need a strong healer like this person is. Okay. Anyway, somebody to catch and look at the djinn in an object or ritual bottle permanently until the day of Kuyama.
Mm.
Not Guyama.
Guyama.
Oh, boy. So anyway, looks like you got to put them in a bottle, and there, hence the genie. I don't believe it. I doubt.
It says they are capable of possession.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what they. Yeah, I just read. So, yeah, that's not good.
The ordinary human acts can kill or hurt them, and they will.
Really,
if that happens, they'll possess the offending person.
Oh,
to wreak revenge on them.
Revenge of the djinn.
I thought this most
slap themselves silly.
Oh my gosh!
Stop that.
It says one of the most frequent causes of relationships between humans and djinn is eroticism. So it says love seems to be the most frequent occasion of contact between men, women, and djinn. A djinni or genie meets a woman and falls in love with her or vice versa. This possession is manifest notably when the genie has intercourse with the person he or she possesses. In that case, the individual behaves with gestures and words as if they were having the same thing I just said, although he or she is apparently alone in the room. Besides, this person seems to suddenly lose all interest for his or her environment. So that's the whole idea. That still kind of links into the whole psychosis or not being yourself kind of thing. So that's interesting.
They sound like demons to me.
Yeah, right.
Sort of, yeah.
Marriage is permissible between a djinn and a human, just so you know.
Well, I'm glad it is that.
It is undesirable, but it's permissible.
Hmm. Okay.
And some people go as strongly as to completely forbid it.
You don't say.
I do say.
Okay, well. I don't like them.
It dives into witchcraft, and there's a lot of magical literature on the subject. I am not considered an expert in this.
You're not considered?
I am not. I have not gotten the certification. I was going to go right to you. Schooling for it, but I am not. I have not gotten the certification yet.
Okay.
To protect yourself from a djinn, you need an amulet, a talisman, or a tawiz.
A talisman? What'd you say?
Talisman.
Talisman? Yeah. I'm a tall guy.
You're a talsman. I'm a tall man. Whole different thing.
We're tall men.
Yeah, Nate and I are talsmen.
He's talking about magic and wizardry, and you're talking about height and stature.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, though. Continue, Nate.
It just helps protect you spiritually from the evil.
Well, they say so. I'm not really sold on the djinn, to be honest with you, but no disrespect to...
You're not dissing them?
You hear about genies and stuff.
No, I'm not trying to, but...
In like, you know, Disney and stories and that stuff, but it's not like a common real life occurrence that you hear about them.
I think it's folklore to me.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure, yeah.
Creepy nonetheless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This says, djinn are also regarded as assistants of, I'm going to say this very delicately, very carefully, soothsayers. Soothsayers reveal information from the past and present. The djinn can be a source of this information because of their lifespans that exceed those of humans. Another way to subjugate them is by inserting a needle to their skin or dress. Since djinn are afraid of iron, they are unable to remove it from their own power or under their own power. Hmm. That's kind of weird. I had not run across.
I will throw iron at you.
Apparently.
Here's some iron. Go iron some clothes. Something. I don't know.
Here, catch.
You like that sound effect?
Yeah.
That's how they sound. Iron, huh? Interesting. Like a silver bullet to a werewolf, iron is to djinn.
I always think about genies having the like ear piercings and then the like, and I know I'm kind of relating this to obviously the Disney version, but the handcuffs or the cuffs on, you know, to make them, to enslave them.
Bracelets.
I know that's what they like in the Disney version. That's the whole idea that Aladdin does, like his wish ends up being to set the genie free, you know, and so it's all like, oh, but that's a total Disney ending, right?
If you say so. I've only seen that like one time.
In truth, your third wish is always, I want three more wishes, or yeah, I mean, infinity seriously. Wishes.
Yeah. They're like, what's your wish? Why three wishes. Okay, what's your second one? Three wishes. I mean, just keep going. You
I think
nine.
Doesn't Rob, the you know, genie, Rob Williams version, yeah. doesn't he say, like, there's some stipulations, and one of them is, you know, you can't say, you know, infinite wishes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's bullcrud.
It is kind of bullcrud, yeah.
I don't like it.
it's the fine print, right?
There's some stipulations.
Or I could say my first wish is to have 20 wishes. I mean, you could go on for man, that'd be awesome. I'd be running.
That's my first. That's always been my first thought. If you had three wishes, like just ask for more wishes.
Yeah, you wish.
You're cheating. You can't do that.
Remember that as a kid. You wish. No, you wish.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that. Sure. What? Now it's whatevs. Whatevs. Yeah, you wish.
As if.
You guys have anything else to say about the gin?
I do not. I'm all ginned out.
You're ginned out? Mm-hmm. Nate?
Let's go have some gin. Gin and tonic, right?
Gin and tonic. Yeah. What do you think?
As Sean said, let's go get some gin and tonic.
That's a wrap. Outside of his deal, man. I'm so sorry.
No, I didn't really have anything.
Nate's like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
It's a group effort over here.
You don't have a wish for a that's a wrap?
Give me three wishes. Give me three wishes.
Give me three wishes towards the door.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was
to open the door.
There you go.
If you can't tell, this is our second recording of the night, and it's fantastic. I don't know what else to say.
It's a little late.
Yeah, it's actually not. I'm looking at the time. It's 9:30.
It's still a little late.
Oh, that's almost my bedtime. I skipped my nap today, so it is kind of my bedtime.
I don't go to bed till midnight. This is like this is nothing. All I haven't slept in 3 weeks, though.
Well, we don't do this. I'm usually wrapping up and going to bed at night.
I heard a gurgle.
I did hear. I don't know.
That was Nate.
That was that wasn't me.
Or was it the djinn? Oh, yeah, it says they gurgle.
I guess I'm a djinn.
I thought you didn't have any more on djinn.
That's it. Nope. No more. No more. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Aged Mini number 61 on the discussion of the djinn. And we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.